This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, August 19, the God Particle. Dear friends, musing on the growth of human knowledge, Socrates said, "The more we know, the more we know that we don't know." And in recent years, that's been proven over and over by the mysterious black holes and exploding novas of a vastly ever-expanding universe. And now Socrates is being proven right again in the studies of the very smallest elements of the universe. For over two millennia, philosophers had theorized that all matter was composed of irreducible building blocks called atoms. Then in the 20th century, the irreducible got reduced. The atom was split, and what had languished in arcane philosophical discussion suddenly became a cosmic source of power. Einstein explained it all in his Universal Theory of Relativity, except that he hadn't explained it at all. In the 21st century, we're probing string theory exceptions to Einstein, new subatomic particles called quarks, and an ever newer one called Higgs boson. Confident once again that they've reached the end of the trail, scientists have dubbed this latest discovery the God particle. If understanding creation has proven such an endless quest, imagine how much greater the task of understanding the Creator. That's one reason there's Jesus. As we see in this coming week's gospel, Jesus is the real God particle. He's the essential element. He's both God and man. And as Archbishop Michael Ramsay said, "What you see in Christ, you get in God." Through him, the awesome deity is framed in human concepts you and I can understand, like Father and the Son. He has translated divine love and grace into the tangible substances of bread and wine, and use them as transformative media for us to become one with his flesh and blood. Throughout his public ministry, we see Jesus reshaping the concept of the tribal God of Israel into the Creator, Savior, and Sanctifier of all. No wonder the hometown folks were stunned. Try taking all that in a single seating, especially when it's coming from an itinerant carpenter whose family connections are, well, less than best. But Jesus is here to teach us to love, to heal us and transform us, to live, to die, and to rise again to the Father. He doesn't have the time or the inclination to conduct a 6-credit theology course at every turn. He puts himself fearlessly forward, channeling his grace to all who would receive it. His ministry is one of attraction, not of argumentation and compulsion. His life and death will write the text for others to transcribe. The bread of life, our window into the will of the Father, our portal to eternal life, all this and more from Jesus, our God and our brother. We have found the real God particle, but there's still so much more to know about the genius that created all and the love that redeems all. In prayer and in scripture, in faith and in love, my friends, let's know him more and more with every passing day. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit my parish at www.stpetersbayshore.org or follow me on iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter. God love you.